Labatt.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 158 on the calendar in the matter of Taylor versus Pease.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Mr. Pease, you were celebrating a birthday, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
How old were you at this party?
26 years old.
Was it your house, your parents' house?
Oh, it was one of my good friend's house. He was throwing a joint birthday party for me as well as my friend Kay.
And what's the friend's name?
Mike and Chad.
Did you supply the guest list?
No.
How did they invite people?
I called a few of my friends. She called a few of her friends.
Who's she?
Kay, the other girl whose birthday it was.
How many friends did you call?
About 10.
What time did you tell them to be there?
8, 9 o'clock, because that's when I'd be arriving.
Who was providing the food?
There was no food involved.
No food? Who's providing the alcohol?
Everybody was responsible for bringing their own.
Is that what you told your 10 friends when you called them?
Yes.
Your own?
Yes.
So actually, Chad and Mike were just providing the venue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, this is your lawsuit, Mr. Taylor. Somehow you got invited to this party. Did you know Mr. Pease before?
No, ma'am.
Which one of these assorted people did you know?
I knew Chad and Mike.
Chad and Mike?
Yeah.
Give me the date of the party.
It was May 4th.
Your lawsuit says that when you were leaving the party, somebody threw a bottle at your car.
That would be the defendant.
That would be Mr. Pease.
Yeah.
That's what you say. And that bottle caused damage to your car.
Yes, ma'am, it did. I do have pictures right here.
Did you arrive at the party?
We were there probably, I'd say about 10 o'clock-ish.
And what time did you leave?
Around 2 o'clock, very early in the morning.
So you were there for 4 hours?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Just hanging out.
And you weren't drinking?
No, I didn't drink anything. We were just hanging out, relaxing, having a good time.
You were the driver?
Yes, ma'am.
Were your friends drinking?
Minimally.
Were your friends drinking?
They did drink, yes.
Okay.
But no one, even the people I hang out with, we don't drink to get drunk. We don't go crazy or anything like that. Yeah, they were drinking.
Is there anything that caused you to leave at 2 o'clock?
It's just late night.
We're just ready to go.
I didn't want to sleep there. We're just heading out.
So tell me what happened as you were leaving.
So as we were leaving, we walked past the defendant. He was standing about 3 girls right on the side. We were just walking past him. My car was still in the driveway. We got in the car. He starts yelling at us, saying, get the F out of here, going crazy. We obviously knew he was belligerently drunk because we were just hanging out with him 10 minutes before and everything was fine. But now he is screaming and yelling at us. So we're just like, okay, no big deal. We're backing out. He's on the left side. We back out. Now we're in the street, turn the car, go that way. As we're leaving, he's still screaming and yelling, going crazy. And then all of a sudden, Bell recognized him and he threw in the bottle at the car.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see it, no, ma'am. But he was the only one out there with a bottle.
Just a second.
Go ahead.
Who are you?
I'm Bell.
Did you see who threw the bottle?
Yes, it was.
Would you stand up, please? Where were you sitting in the car?
I was in the back seat, the right side.
You saw who threw the bottle?
Yes.
Who was it?
It was him.
Did he say anything when he threw the bottle?
No, I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Were there any other men out there?
Yes.
Were there any other men in the proximity of Mr. Pease?
Yes.
So you are certain that it was Mr. Pease?
Yes.
That threw the bottle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I'll see the damage to your car, sir. Okay, Mr. Taylor, gather from your complaint that you contacted Mr. Pease on the 5th of May, the next day.
No, it was the 4th, about 10 o'clock, that's when we went there, but I mean it rolled into the 5th, so that's the next day. I contacted the police the next day. They said, hey, if you have this permitted, you might be better off just contacting him directly.
So did you do that?
Yes, I did.
On what date did you contact Mr.
Pease? That was on the 6th.
Do you remember that conversation, Mr. Pease?
It didn't happen.
He didn't speak?
No.
I tried to contact him on the 6th. He did not pick up.
Okay.
I sent him text messages. I called him. I left him voicemail saying, hey, I just want to get my car fixed. Give me a call back, something. He contacted me the next day. Apologized. He sent his message. I was on the 7th.
Okay. You remember the 7th?
No.
I don't remember the 7th.
I contacted him on the 7th.
When did you contact him?
I texted him on, I believe it was the 9th, which was right after my finals because I was busy with school and I wasn't really too concerned about
what happened.
Okay,
so you contacted him on the 9th?
Yes.
You think, because you were very busy in school.
Yes. I don't know the exact date.
Pay attention. So you sort of blew off his calls and his texts until you were ready to contact him?
Yes.
Did he say to you that he had contacted the police?
No, ma'am.
Did he indicate that in his texts?
No.
Okay. So you contacted him just because he was trying to reach you. And what did you tell him?
I told him I'm sorry for what happened at the party that my friends threw, and I felt bad for the incident, and I know a guy with a shop and everything, so if he brings it in, maybe he can get a good deal and get it fixed.
So you suggested he go to a friend of yours to have his car fixed?
Yes.
And who was going to pay the friend?
I don't know. I didn't really talk about that at the time.
But, Mr. Taylor, you decided not to use the person who Mr. Pease recommended. You had your car fixed by someone else.
No, initially, we had spoke about it. He said he was going to take care of the damages. He apologized and everything. He was being real sympathetic. I actually told him I respect him just for doing that. I went to a couple places. I did.
You remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
Received a few estimates.
At no point did I say I'd pay it all.
Received
you
a few.
You may not have used those words.
I told him to go get his car fixed, and the guy would probably do it for cheap.
Right.
So.
Don't play with me. You don't have to use the words, I will pay for it. You say, I'm sorry about what happened. I'm sorry about
your
car.
I don't know who threw the bottle, so.
Are you trying to talk over me?
No, I'm just trying to clear it up for you so you can understand.
It's clear as a bell.
Okay.
My mind is clear as a bell. If it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Okay.
It's not a swan.
True story.
A duck is not a swan. Go get your car fixed. Here's my friend's place, and he'll get your car fixed means go get your car fixed. I'm sorry it happened, and I'll be responsible. You don't have to say all those words put together, Mr. Pease, for somebody, a reasonably intelligent man or woman, to put together the fact that you have accepted responsibility for what happened. Now, can I see the cost of repair for your car, please?
Yeah, now these are the two estimates that I gathered. This was the one that was recommended by his friend. This was the one that I had got originally. Now, when I went to ABRA, they told me the best thing to do,
Don't tell me what they told you.
Well, I just wanted to explain why there's two different prices there. Because one is just for pulling out the dent and just putting some paint and Bondo over it, but it wouldn't repair it to what it
was
before.
What year car is this?
It's a 2007.
Okay, good. All right, Mr. Pease, now I'll hear you.
Okay. Honestly, don't know who threw the bottle. I don't know what happened. It came from behind us, and then it was my birthday party, so I felt like if I could help the guy out, send him in and just be over with. I'm busy with school, everything. I'm not trying to make a long, drawn-out deal about it. And then after that, he refused to do so, so then that's when I quit contact with him.
What does all that mean?
I stopped talking to him after he refused to go get his car fixed.
I know what that means.
Okay.
Right before that.
I felt bad for what happened to him.
Felt bad for what happened, and you felt bad for what happened because it was your party.
Yes.
And you had invited 10 guests.
Yes.
And you were outside.
Yes.
With some of those guests.
Yes.
Your Honor, we're definitive. Go ahead.
And it's fair likelihood that one of those guests was responsible for throwing the bottle.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's your responsibility.
It's not a responsibility.
Oh, yes! Your responsibility. You threw the party.
I did not throw the party, Your Honor.
Oh, yes, you did. That's why I asked you all the questions right at the beginning. You invited 10 guests to the party. You extended the invitation. There was no food provided by anybody else. You weren't, in fact, inside the house at all. You were outside. And according to the questions that I just posed to you that you responded to, you invited 10 guests, and some of those guests were outside at the same time you were when the bottle was thrown. And therefore, you said, it's my party, and I felt badly. So whether you threw the bottle, which is what Mr. Bell says,
mm-hmm.
or one of your friends threw the bottle, which is what you say, you're still responsible. Because they don't know your friends, sir. Get in touch with your friends and find out who threw the bottle. Meanwhile, the ball is in your court.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
I've paid her money, but not on a regular basis like that.
You paid her money for what? Now, don't think about it. You paid her money for what?
Aaron Taylor says fellow partygoer Brent Pease damaged his car when he threw a bottle at it. Brent is denying the charge.
Now, he says you did it. You say some other dude did it. But I know who the dude was, or I can find out. That's your problem. That's not his problem. That would be your problem. Your party, your friends, your problem. Judge for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I felt bad for what happened. I've had my car vandalized before, so I felt like I could be the bigger man and step up.
But then at the same time, he tried to back out and say he didn't do anything at all. So now...
Take care of it, but he didn't want to go, so...
Any respect I had for him, thrown just like the bottle was.
There's a lot of my friends outside, so I can't really even say which one it may have been.
Judge Judy, she's a wonderful lady. Definitely did her job today. I really appreciate it.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of O'Neill versus Taylor. Step forward.
Megan O'Neill is suing her ex-fiancé, Jeremy Taylor, for a loan to start his business, the balance on a truck, and for kicking her car.
The two of you lived together as a couple for 6 years. You have a child together who's four. During that time, you claim three things. A, that you loaned him money for a truck. That's number one. Number two, that you gave him money to start a business and he didn't give you the money back. And the third part of your lawsuit is that after an argument, you were pulling out and he kicked your truck, causing a dent in it. Give me the year that you allege that you spent money on his truck.
2008.
How much did he pay you back?
He paid me 43 months at $50 for $2,150. He still has a balance remaining of $1,610.
So he put in $50 a month?
Correct.
Is that right?
I've paid her money, but not on a regular basis like that.
You paid her money for what? Now, don't think about it. Don't think about it. You've paid her money for what?
For just bills at home.
Not for the truck?
No.
So if I were to have you walk outside and contact your bank for, say, the last 12 months, it would not show that you deposited $50 a month into her account, is my question. Would it or would it not?
It would not.
Would it or would it not show that he deposited $50 a month into your account?
Your Honor, it would show.
It would show that?
Yes.
Great. We're going to recall this case. Thank you very much. Step outside. Get me the bank statement. Just shows that $50 a month. I don't care what other money you gave her. I want to see whether you gave her $50 a month. Then she may have a legitimate claim for the truck. Go.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He got out of the car. I hit lock, hopped in the driver's seat. He called me, told me to open up the door. I said no. And then he kicked in the door, and our daughter was in the back seat and saw everything.
In an earlier case, Megan O'Neill says her ex-fiancé Jeremy Taylor owes for a loan to start his business, the balance on a truck, and for kicking her car.
Yes, a recall of case number 300 in the matter of O'Neill versus Taylor.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. I remind you that you're still under oath.
Okay, Ms. O'Neill, you were going to show me payments of $50 that Mr. Taylor made to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mark them?
Your Honor, I highlighted them.
Well, this is $48. I don't know what that is.
Your Honor?
This is $40.
Some months he overpaid, some months he underpaid due to his unstableness at jobs.
Your Honor, I assume what she's given you is child support payments?
No.
Your Honor, no, it's deposits from him.
I'm just looking. So far, I have one payment for $50. The rest of them are not $50. They're all different amounts.
$50 was an average.
Uh-uh. No, ma'am. Okay. What's next? What else?
My credit cards.
Credit cards for what?
That he used for his business.
No. No. You were living together?
We never lived together. He's lived with his mom since 2006.
Okay.
That's not true. We've lived together off and on.
Never. He's never once been on my lease.
I don't care whether he's been on your lease or not. I want to know what kind of business he was starting.
Construction.
And did you do any work towards starting this business?
Yes, I helped him study for the contractor's license test.
What else did you do other than help him study?
My sister got him a stone job for her house and a roof for her cabin. Told her
what
that he
else
does
did you do? Prepare any materials for the business?
No.
Do any marketing for the business?
Yes.
What kind of marketing did you do for the business?
Some ads in a Catholic church bulletin.
You worked on those ads together?
Correct.
Let me explain something to you, Miss O'Neill. A lot of people create these almost families together, which is what you and Mr. Taylor did. When things don't work out, we don't have courts for almost living together, almost married, almost anything. If you and the defendant, who have a child together, were trying to start a life together by having a business that you had input in, that you were working on, and so did he, if the business failed, we don't have a mechanism for you to get paid back. It doesn't exist. Now, you have a child support order with regard to Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Starting when? In what year?
2009.
And in what year were you doing this merchandising for him? What year?
Your Honor, we had an agreement in April.
What year?
2012.
Was there an existing child support order in 2012?
Yes, since 2009.
Was he sleeping at your house occasionally?
Yes.
How occasionally?
Depended on his mood if he was...
How occasionally? Three nights a week, two nights a week, four nights a week, every other week, every weekend. How many nights a week was he staying at your house?
About one night.
Your Honor, it would be like... off and on. It would be a month or two at a time, and then...
I'm not... Okay. Balance of a truck loan, not interested in. Money loan for construction business, not interested in. The only thing I'm interested in, madam, is kicking your truck. Get to it.
This is pictures of the damage to my car.
I want you to tell me about the date that that happened.
April 17th, 2012.
Had he spent the night at your house?
No. He did on the 16th, but not the 17th.
On the 16th, he had spent the night at your house. And what happened?
He got off work, and we drove in his truck to pick up my car that was detailed. And we left his truck there, rode my car home. I asked him if he could drive a little faster because we had our daughter in the back seat that was tired. And he said he needed a tin of Grizzly Tobacco Chew. I said no. So he swerved into Super America, slammed his brakes, called me. And
that's not true.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by.
He went inside, bought the chew, came back out, screamed at me from Super America the whole way home. I had a spare key in my pocket from getting it detailed. He got out of the car. I hit lock, hopped in the driver's seat. He called me, told me to open up the door. I said no. And then he kicked in the door, and our daughter was in the back seat and saw everything.
Well, I don't know what she saw, so I'm not interested in what you think that she saw. Okay, so let me see the picture of the damage to the car. Tell me where he kicked it.
At the bottom of the car. I took it with my cell phone, so it's kind of hard to see, but you can see the reflection from where the dent is. And then I also have an estimate
from
the body.
I actually don't see it. I see something over here, but this is not what you're talking about.
No, it's below that.
I actually don't see it. What year car is this?
2006.
Did you kick her car?
I absolutely did not kick her car.
When was the last time you spent the night at Miss O'Neill's house, Mr. Taylor?
The 16th of April.
Have you seen your daughter since?
Yes.
Where?
At her events, like she's in dance, and she's in different groups like that.
But you don't have a regular visitation schedule?
No.
Why is that?
Because Megan, she's really controlling. I've tried to work with her.
I don't understand that, Mr. Taylor. You have a support order? Are you paying it?
Yes.
How much is it?
$200 a month.
Do you pay it?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes.
That is untrue. I have a copy right here of the back child support he owes me.
Since April 16th, have you made the child support payments?
Yes.
Not in full.
Has he made them? Since April?
He has made $30 payments, but not $200. And I have proof.
Since April?
I personally don't pay them. It goes through social services. They pay her. I have another child I pay for, so they divide it up between the two.
Do you get welfare?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that's between Tim and welfare. I don't see any damage to your car, actually. Have you had it fixed?
No.
It's running, right?
Correct.
Goodbye.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You actually made from her $14,000.
Business brought them together.
While this transaction was ongoing, you were sharing a bedroom.
Yes.
The problem is that the relationship went south.
Judge Judy.
We had an argument, which led to...
Didn't want to pay me back.
Me basically trying to just defend myself.
Said I didn't deserve it.
I think she's just upset that we're not dating anymore.
He was really mad at me and just kicked my car and...
Just different money issues.
I just drove away.
That we can get along and...
That we're good parents to our daughter.
Work together on just being good parents.